This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by the University of Mary. If you have a military background, do me a favor. Listen up just a little bit. Just lean in just a little bit. You served our country. The University of Mary wants to serve you. They are a military-friendly school. Online, in-person classes. They know you're busy. This is for adults that are busy. Of course, they have a campus in Bismarck. Their mission is to prepare you for promotion in the military or success in a civilian career. And to do so, they offer a number of services for military students. They have a full support team. They have personal care. They have scholarships, reimbursements, credit for prior learning. It's affordable, truly affordable. And, of course, maximize the tuition assistance available to you. VA education benefits, they'll help. Classes start June 4th, so it's time. It's time. Mention what's on your mind. The waive the application fee. online.umary.edu/military-services. Get started today. Connect with a member of the military services team at the University of Mary. All right, I'm excited. This hour I get a chance to visit with both Governor Doug Burgum and First Lady Catherine Helgus Burgum. I don't know that we've done that before. If we have, maybe once or twice tops. But they yesterday spent some time with the President and the First Lady of the United States. Kind of cool. And some other governors as well. I want to get inside that conversation a little bit. And I also want the Governor and the First Lady to talk a little bit about where we're at in the China virus crisis, and where we are going, and pass along some of your frustrations on the current situation. So we have all that to cover today. This hour, an exclusive interview with Governor Doug Burgum and First Lady Catherine Helgus Burgum. We start with the governor. How was the president, First Lady? Tell us a little bit about the call.
Well, this is the 19th video conference that the president or the vice president has had with governors, but it's the first one where First Lady Melania and the first spouses of the United States from all the 50 states were invited to join. And so it was like the other 18 calls, very focused on business, but great to have the voice of First Lady Melania Trump talking about the important work that she's doing relative to children and relative to both the social and emotional health of children at all times, but especially during this virus, and also her work on opioids and addiction.
So great. Catherine, tell us a little bit about what you enjoyed about it.
I always enjoy interacting with First Lady Melania. I mean, she's so passionate about children and really just a fun person to have a conversation with, and, you know, super smart and, you know, very dedicated, again, towards children. So it's always fun to be, you know, in a meeting or on a call with her. And so, you know, I thanked her for her focus on children and mental health, and you know, the children across the nation impacted by the disease of addiction. And so I thanked her for her efforts on that, and I really thank the president and his team for all the great work they're doing. But you know, also told them we're really grateful for the SAMHSA grants that our state has received and the tribes have received in North Dakota, because it's really going to help, you know, double up on the efforts that people are making, especially during this time related to behavioral health, including mental illness and addiction. So it was very fun to be on the call, but, you know, really, you know, we got to listen to all the other governors and first ladies as well. And, you know, everybody's very passionate about their citizens and about helping those that are struggling.
There is a growing concern of, you know, we hear regularly about, you know, somebody that, they didn't die of COVID, but they died from, you know, depression, suicide, not being with loved ones in a nursing home, broken hearts. Are you concerned about people dying from the effects of the restrictions of COVID-19 in numbers equal to, you know, or more than die from COVID?
I would say it's something we've been concerned about from the get-go, because we know that isolation is where where you could have increases in domestic violence. It's, you know, abusers like control, and this is a concern about. That's why every single day during our briefings, we've had a component about, you know, behavioral health, mental health, domestic violence, children, suicide, addiction. I mean, every single day we've been talking about it. And the other reason why, you know, we tried to have a very light touch from government in terms of having, being on the end of having one of the most or the least restrictive states in the nation, and also close down for the shortest amounts of time, because there are long-term effects from that. That's well known and well understood, and we're, you know, trying to avoid that. I think it's, you know, great to see so many North Dakotans that are safely back out and about following North Dakota SMART guidelines, but getting back out, getting outdoors, getting out with their family, getting connected. And so we're really happy to see we're headed in the right direction, because we're, you know, managed to not have all the effects that the other states have had. Again, I'm even, you know, listening to, and the governor of New Jersey is on today. I mean, we're talking about that our, you know, we're the number two state in the nation in terms of testing, and we only had 31 cases today. And the governor of New Jersey is talking about the 10,400 plus lives that were lost in his state. And so again, we're, you know, grateful for our geography, grateful for the people of North Dakota, grateful the way people have supported each other, whether it's families or neighbors, have supported each other through this. But we've got to keep supporting each other. North Dakota SMART is about, not just keeping physical distance as we work our way to the finish line of this, but it's also about making sure that we help each other, you know, get our economy going again.
Catherine, anything that you want to add to that?
The Commerce team actually, through the Main Street Initiative, did a survey through the, you know, in North Dakota, and 70% of the respondents said that, you know, they've experienced an increase in mental health struggles since the pandemic started. So it's real, you know, that people are experiencing more struggles during this time. So it's really been great that Doug, on all the behavior, you know, on all the press conferences, has focused on behavioral health and resources available. And our behavioral health team is also promoting those resources, and we are doing that as well through the Office of the First Lady.
Well, a little positivity has to come into all of this. And, you know, as I drove across North Dakota last night and looked at the beautiful open fields and the sun shining, and you know, again, folks are hard at it, folks getting ready for taking some crop out and putting some crop in, and all the things that are going on all across, you know, living here in a bad time is better than living anywhere else. I mean, we are blessed to live where we live in the great state of North Dakota, aren't we, Governor?
Well, we absolutely are, and I think with the restrictions on events that we were able to release last week, I know I've already heard of people that are thinking about moving their weddings from Minnesota to North Dakota this summer. I know that their plans to get summer events going again. I know the Medora Musical's got plans that they're working on to reopen safely in the middle of June. So there's just a lot of positive things that are happening.
And that includes a little recognition of the First Lady. Tell us about that.
So I had a chance to share with the President today. Of course, you know, he's lucky to have an amazing First Lady, and we're lucky here in North Dakota, grateful to have. I said I'm grateful, like the President, to have a great First Lady in Catherine. But since we've seen him, Catherine had celebrated her 18th year of in recovery, and he personally said, more importantly, congratulations. So the First Lady got a congratulations from the President today on 18 years in recovery, and that's a special moment I think we'll both remember.
No question about that. So fantastic, really is. Talk about the medical advice that you're getting. I mean, are you hearing competing arguments from people who say, oh, this is you know, here, this is there? I've heard, in fact, I'll pull it up here, but it is a piece of advice that is, you know, being circulated by official sources. This one, I think, is actually even Department of Health in North Dakota, that talks about specifically different things you can and can't do. And one of the things that it says you should keep in mind is that if you are standing next to, if someone has COVID and you're standing next to them for more than 10 minutes, that's when you have the greatest chance of getting that. Not on, you know, flying through the air, not on I touched this and it stayed there, not on I coughed. Literally, the amount of time and how close you are to that person. Well, again, that's sort of why we're doing a social distancing. But how many people are we next to for more than 10 minutes at a time? I mean next to the point where they could breathe and something could come in the air and come to me. So, you know, there's that kind of advice. And, again, that's being, you know, directed at schools and businesses and others. And then, you know, there's the other folks that say we can't let our loved ones in nursing homes see their loved ones. You know, and it seems like there are extremes that are still out there. And even though we're loosening and letting up a little bit, that we still have that. And I hear this from listeners every day, Governor. I hear from every single day saying, hey, this is nothing. I mean, this is be smart. We don't need to. Why are we doing all this? Why are we killing our economy? So I want to talk a little bit about the medical advice that you're getting on that and how you process that all and make a decision. That question will tantalize the audience when we return after a short timeout on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108. Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, you know, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, you know, create energy independence here, you know, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, you know, in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
The good folks at Oasis Petroleum have that Be the Buffalo spirit. And if you're in the oil and gas industry right now, you don't survive without the Be the Buffalo spirit. You just don't. And their team and their leadership is all committed to Be the Buffalo. Go into the storm. Come out stronger on the other side. 24/7 hotline for you to tell us what's on your mind anytime is 855-200-1776. If you see somebody with that Be the Buffalo spirit in this China virus era in which we live, hopefully momentarily, give him a shout out. 855-200-1776. Okay, sorry. Long question, and now we have time to have Governor Burgum tell us about what kind of medical advice he's getting and what he's doing with it. Go ahead and roll it.
Well, I think that we never bought into that in the first place. I mean, there was all kinds of extreme projections about, millions of deaths and, even neighboring states that were going to have, tens of thousands of deaths. And we didn't buy any of that in here. And, I mean, it's one of the reasons why we had, are really a targeted focus on trying to reduce those transmissible moments until we could build up our testing capacity and our tracing capacity and our ability to do that. And with that, now we've got the ability to, really serve our most vulnerable. And the areas that we've got left, of course, is long-term care is one area where we're going to have to continue to be vigilant there, because this is such a deadly disease for people that are, older and have underlying health conditions. And people that are older and have underlying health conditions are often in skilled nursing situations. And then you can have the people that are caring for them could have it and be asymptomatic. And so one of the things that I know the White House had called for this last week was that we should make sure that everybody gets tested in all nursing homes and all staff. We had started that in North Dakota 10 days or more before the White House had asked for it. We're just now wrapping up and completing that first wave. But we're probably in a position where, again, we're going to have to make sure that we're testing, staff weekly that work in long-term care. And again, on the call today, Seema Verma talked about, they've now just today released additional guidelines about how states could think about starting to open up for visitation. And again, that's, going to take more care than a high school grad party. If everybody's young and healthy, that's one thing versus, visiting a nursing home. We know, we've seen it from around the country. You introduce it into a nursing home that hasn't had it, and it can sweep through there like a fire, like the building's on fire, and take lives. And that's something we want to make sure that we're continuing to do our job to protect all of them, even as we continue, working to get our economy back in full swing.
Are we ever going to be a point where you could put a testing apparatus around nursing homes and test staff and families in and out, a spot test, if you will, and know right away whether or not they're positive? Seem to me that would be the best fix. Is that out there anywhere?
Well, we're just completing having done it for every resident of all 218 facilities in the state and all staff that works at them. So we've made our first pass through. In some cases where we've already had outbreaks, we've got residents who've been tested multiple times and staff who've been tested multiple times. I mean, again, when we talk about the numbers for the state, we've tested about 7.5% of the population of North Dakota. Those are individuals, but about 20% of those have been tested, of those individuals have been tested at least, or more than once, I should say, because we've got because we've done about 55,000 tests or so of individuals. We've done about 66,000 tests overall in North Dakota. So that extra 11,000 is when we've already started to go back and test there, because we even if you, test negative today, but you could get it tomorrow, it still gives us a baseline on that day of whether or not there is any coronavirus in that facility from either staff or visitors. And that baseline can help us very much as we're going forward, particularly if we have an outbreak that comes out down the road. So again, it's one of the tools that we need to help us open up. And we've got platforms for testing right now, which are largely these PCR nucleic acid testings. But as the summer progresses, then we'll get into having antibody tests, which can tell you whether you've had it or not. The antigen test, which can be on the spot, which can be very, very helpful. So we're going to continue to not only expand the number of tests, but the type of tests to allow us to really get back into the full swing of things, because we know how important it is. We've got to get loved ones connected with with the people that they are in long-term care facilities, but we have to do it in a way where it protects both the staff and all the residents that are there.
Is that job easier here? I mean, we have 260 deaths on average in nursing homes in North Dakota. We've had 33 total deaths from the COVID crisis to this point of the 44. I mean, we obviously have a much easier path to success, if you will, to get the families back than anywhere else, correct?
Well, yes, certainly North Dakota, we're grateful to be where we are because whatever problems we have or, you know, the nation has are smaller here. And certainly we've done a much better job of keeping coronavirus out of nursing homes. Some other states have really been overrun. We have three quarters of our facilities in the state have not even had one case, either from a one case at all is the, you know, of either staff or residents. But the thing that this is different, I mean, when people do go to nursing homes at, you know, for end of life care. And so, yes, people go to nursing homes, they're in hospice, they die. The thing that's different with coronavirus is this can really spread like wildfire. We saw this, you know, over in Moorhead where it went through and, 100% of the people got it. There was 9 deaths in rapid fashion. I don't think that if that's something we can prevent, we don't want to, have that happen to anybody if we can prevent that. So again, working with new approaches on how do we keep people separated? How do we allow people to get more home and community-based care so they don't have to be in congregate setting? I mean, there are ways that we should be thinking about doing this differently going forward, and reinventing the approaches versus having, getting into a long-term care setting be, you know, something where it's just a matter of luck whether or not coronavirus is there, and it's a matter of luck whether it becomes a something that really accelerates your passing. And you know, because we want people to view long-term care as a safe place to go to get great health care as opposed to a dangerous place to go where they don't get to see their family. And right now, we've got a lot of work to do to change that right now, and I think it's going to involve reinventing our approach to how we think about delivering the care for our elder loved ones in society, because maybe there's a better way than doing it in congregate facilities where it can spread like wildfire.
Governor Doug Burgum, thinking big, thinking different, thinking, okay, what's the problem? How can we do this? What's better? I'd love to see incentives for, you know, other ways of caring for loved ones, for sure, rather than just do it how we've done it. A lot more to cover with the governor. We're only about halfway done, so stay tuned. We'll do more of that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Hey, I encourage you today, go to hatandsons.com. They have some innovative products there for getting your air bug-free. And the nice thing about H.A. Thompson & Sons, they're always on the cutting edge. They've always got something that is battle-tested. It's not like the gimmick of the week. It's the things that last. Like Link Service that has saved hundreds of building owners a whole lot of money with that Link Service as they do the environmental maintenance agreement to maintain everything. They pay the bills. They maintain it. They put it in their new. Find out more at hatandsons.com. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
They say two heads are better than one. Even better are two Daves. That's right, two Daves. David Andahl and Dave Nearing. They're two Daves running for District 8. David Andahl and Dave Nearing, both businessmen, both political outsiders, both big supporters of Donald Trump. David Andahl and Dave Nearing are supported by Doug Burgum and endorsed by the Republican Party. The Daves will partner with Burgum to bring fresh ideas to Bismarck. And David Andahl and Dave Nearing will promote coal and support farmers and ranchers. They'll protect life and defend our Second Amendment rights. And Andahl and Nearing will term limit career politicians. See, two Daves are better than one. Two Daves for District 8. David Andahl and Dave Nearing, Trump supporters endorsed by Burgum and the Republican Party. David Andahl and Dave Nearing for District 8. Paid for by Dakota Leadership, Pat Ham Knutson, Secretary.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
American auto workers back on the job after weeks of auto plant shutdowns because of the pandemic, and management and union officials agree that yesterday's first day back went well. This UAW member at a Ford plant in Detroit says,
"It's a learning curve. It's different. They got a lot of new safety precautions in place. The mask is difficult to wear. It fogs your glasses up. But we're going to be all right."
The precautions do slow down the normal production rate. One worker telling reporters while they'd normally build 400 trucks during a shift, they only managed to produce about 100 yesterday. President Trump saying the World Health Organization is, in his words, a puppet of China, telling reporters the organization's response to the global pandemic has been a very sad job. He recently halted U.S. contributions to the WHO. And this is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Top of the hour, rolling on our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum, First Lady Catherine Helgus Burgum as well, after their chat yesterday with the President and First Lady. Fascinating conversation for sure. All right, more of the conversation now on the program as we question I guess I have for the Governor next up is these new rules from CMS we heard about last hour. Can the states relax these rules? In other words, how much flexibility do you feel you have to be able to make the decisions related to North Dakota nursing homes versus CMS?
Yeah, it says straight away on there that, you know, they're today, and, you know, as of, and she announced them, I guess, during the call when we were with, on the call with her, but encourage the state leaders to collaborate with both the state and local health departments to determine how these criteria should be implemented. And I think the one of the things that they are encouraging, and one thing that we'll certainly take a look at, is we've got long-term care facilities in counties where we've never had a positive case. And that, you know, decision to be able to relax rules there and allow visitation if they've got the appropriate infection control procedures in place from the surveying that has been required by the CDC and others, then that's an easier decision than saying, you know, you might relax it in long-term care in Fargo, where we may still have, you know, multiple active cases, and we've still got, you know, we're still, you know, trying to wrestle it to the ground in Cass County, and in some cases because of the connection to long-term care residents and staff. So the giving us the flexibility at the state level is great. I think the state will take a hard look at whether we can, you know, delegate that and execute that all the way down to a local level. But then we have to be ready when we allow visitation. We've got to be ready to come in with having hospital capacity and testing and the ability to separate patients, because when we start having visitation, we're going to get cases into long-term care facilities that weren't there before. And we have to balance that with to balance the resident safety of the residents and the staff with all these other factors. And so that's something, again, and I feel more comfortable opening up our economy and opening up visitation if we've got the capabilities we didn't have 2 months ago to get in and really stop something before the whole, you know, again, using the fire analogy, if we can put out a fire with a fire extinguisher and, you know, versus have the whole building burn down and not have to have, you know, people coming from all the counties around to help do it, that would be great. So it's that early containment and control through testing and isolation that we have to make sure that we can do, and that's going to vary facility by facility.
How do you make a decision like that? Do you get multiple advice? You know, here's my opinion, here's my opinion from medical experts, and take that information and tell us what you recommend?
Well, I would say, Scott, since the very first day, and you've observed this from the very first day, the range of opinions about how to lead and how to manage through this has been, the spectrum is so broad that you can't even comprehend. So the amount of advice that we have, you know, too much, too little, too fast, too slow. That's just a constant factor. So we're dealing with that every day. And that's, we've just, you know, tried to have a very steady, North Dakota data driven approach, trying to be very thoughtful, very pragmatic, very North Dakota smart in our approach to this whole thing, and really, and not overly listen to all the quote national experts who have, you know, over and over again proven to be way off on some of their predictions. And so I think the reason why North Dakota is in the great shape we're in right now is because we've been listening to, you know, our people, our residents, and taking opinions across the whole range of, you know, spectrum. We get inputs from everybody, but then we're making decisions that are guided by what's in the best interest for both lives and livelihoods. We keep coming back to that, and I think we've been on a good course. We've stayed on a road, even though there's times been a lot of mud on the windshield. We've stayed out of the ditch, and we haven't gotten stuck. We're moving forward, and as you said, whether pick any other state and look at the numbers and look how North Dakota's fared, and we can feel like we're in really great shape. And again, a lot of that credit goes to the people of North Dakota for how they responded through all this. So as you talked about, there is definitely a real thing called compliance fatigue, and I think again, that's one of the reasons why we never issued a shelter in place or stay at home order, because we believe that North Dakotans could make the right choices on their own without having that in place. So glad we skipped that step that 43 of the 50 states went with, and we were one of the few that didn't. Going forward now, again, this is a disease that affects people differently, and that will affect how quickly they can get back to normal. What's normal for you and I, or for kids playing soccer, is one thing. What's going to be normal for someone who's got a compromised immune system or is elderly with underlying conditions? I can tell you, if you've talked to any of those folks, they still, rightly so, have a lot of fear, because they know that this can be deadly to them. Well, it may not be deadly to others. And so that's where we have to balance all of that, because our job here is to take care of every North Dakotan, not just the healthy ones. And the young and healthy, we're taking care of everybody, and we have to do that. We do that by, as we've always done in North Dakota, looking after our elders, looking after our neighbors, and thinking about our whole of community. And I know we're going to get through it. We're going to get through it in a smart way.
Our exclusive interview today, moments after their conversation with President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, and the First Lady, Catherine Helgus Burgum, on What's on Your Mind. Catherine, my mantra is we got to just fight fear. I'm going to be focused on helping people fight fear. I want to fight fear myself. I want to knock it down, take it on, be smart about this. What kind of encouragement can you give to people to get across the finish line during these COVID times?
Well, I agree with you. Fear is you know, can overtake people's lives right now. And you know, I think one of the best ways to combat fear is to focus on gratitude. I mean, you know, gratitude for the little things that you have every day, and be grateful for even the opportunities to help other people during this time. You know, we really only have today. And so still a lot of fear is around what's going to happen tomorrow, you know, and I think that, you know, taking things one day at a time and being sort of grateful every minute, but also, you know, leaning on the people that are supportive in your life, and using resources as you need to take care of yourself. You know, all of those things I think really help to combat fear, because fear can be debilitating, and it isn't a great place to be. So I think for me, when I end up that place of, there's also a saying that I think works really well as well, and it's faith, not fear, you know, and whatever your spiritual world looks like, you know, putting your faith, and your fear in the hands of what your faith is, you know, is another way to combat that. So anyway, it's you bring up a really good point, Scott, and I think it's, you know, there's a lot of options for that, but I think that's what I do in my own life, is focus on, you know, faith and gratitude.
Very well said, and good advice. Governor, the business acumen that you bring to this job is really unmatched nationwide, pretty extraordinary. And so I'm going to call on your business skills for the answer to this question. A Minnesota poll just out said 50% of restaurants, hotels, campgrounds, and outfitters are going to close. And it was a poll, actually, of people that own those businesses. So this isn't somebody else saying it. It's the businesses saying, we are going to close. While we haven't had Minnesota's problem, we've certainly had an enormous disruption. A business only need to see the unemployment numbers and tax collections and all the rest. Give us your prediction on what you're expecting the economic fallout in North Dakota to be from this.
Well, I think the only thing that's been harder to predict than the virus is trying to take a sense on the economy. Very exciting that we've got oil prices, at least today, they're back up into the low 30s. President Trump brought that up on the call today, because that's at those kinds of prices, we start getting the mid-30s, that's the kind of prices that allow in North Dakota for people to keep a well going and pumping versus shut it in. And we had 6,000 out of 16,000 wells shut in rapid fashion. So that's very positive, because those prices are an indication of people's confidence in where they think the markets are going. And I think some of those market indicators reflect, the opinions and the thoughts of people all over the world, as opposed to just, one survey of one group in one state. And so when we take a look at those, global indicators, I think there's some very positive things that are starting to emerge right now. Obviously, there's some, positive news, coming on the therapeutic and vaccine front today, which I think, probably also, boosted some longer term indicators. So I remain optimistic about this economy's ability to recover. And I think that the other piece that makes it very hard is the amount of stimulus dollars. I mean, we've got people that are record numbers of unemployment. We also have people that are making more on unemployment than they make when they're working. And so there's economic disruption, but it's not, there still is capital and cash flow in the market coming through those record payments that will filter into, purchases or activities. And so it's very hard to tell exactly. And then, of course, we've got more stimulus bills being discussed in Congress. And so there's more capital coming that way. And I'd say, again, in North Dakota, our legislature acted very wisely last week, collaborating with our office. But, we've spent only $540 million or so out of the $1.25 billion that the state has. That doesn't include the FEMA funds, the health department, the testing funds, the K-12 funds, the other funds that are coming through, over what is it, $1.8 billion that came through the SBA PPP loans. I mean, all of that is, $1.8 billion goes a long way in covering payroll in North Dakota for a few months. And so I really think that it's going to take us into the summer before we see how all those stimulus dollars flow into the economy and go. But I'm very optimistic that those are going to replace a lot of the missed economic activity. And I believe that consumer confidence will increase over time as people's either their own personal situation, they get more comfortable, or as they just see the numbers going down. One of the reasons why we want to keep communicating the numbers is the way to get people back out in North Dakota is us to have coronavirus numbers going down versus going up. And right now, we had a great day today, only 31 positive tests today, and team is working harder than ever, because we wrestle that thing to the ground, you're going to see people back out again, and that's why we have to continue to do both. We're focusing on both lives and livelihoods. They go hand in hand.
Governor Doug Burgum, optimistic on what the future holds for all the reasons he said. So we got to fight the fear with good info, too, and facts, right? We'll wrap up our conversation after the break on What's on Your Mind. And hear from President Trump, who's talking now.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month, or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Schwann, BuickGMC.com, a great selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, used selection. You know what? No payments for 90 days. Take advantage of some of the lowest used car rates in years, and they're offering statewide delivery, so you can either call or shop online, shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today, too, by PetroServe USA. Don't forget, stop for lunch. Grab-and-go lunch. It is just fantastic. If you're traveling today, Harwood location, Tater Tot Hot Dish, Valley City, beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham. Good. Fargo, 12th Avenue North location, beefy noodle, and West Main Avenue, West Fargo, hamburger hot dish. All the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. Home cooking. That's what you're going for. Grab-and-go convenience, still home cooking. Stop at any of their locations for great deals like the May special, 2-for-12 Pizza Corner pizzas. Really good. Love those. They're the 4-for-4 pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, homemade cookies, of course, homemade, just like Mom. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, our final moments with the governor here, and I mentioned this, I believe, at the beginning of the program, and you might have missed it, but the governor, the first lady, and I had a conversation immediately following their conversation with the president, President Trump, and the first lady, Melania Trump, last night, and we got the chance to visit last night, so this is a record interview. So that means what? I can't take your questions or your texts, but I'll tell you this. I'm going to the briefing today, and so that there are any questions related to the COVID thing, for sure, I will happily take those for you. So just stick on the line here, and we'll chat when I get done. We don't have a lot of time for calls. We'll get a couple in. And then text me as well, 701-367-2054. Somebody called and said, what about Coal Creek Station? Talk about that. There's a ton of things we could talk about, and you're right. We didn't get to all of them, but the nice thing is the governor's a regular guest of ours, been on every week, and we'll continue to ask those. So if you didn't hear something you wanted me to ask, text it to me, and we'll get it done. 701-367-2054. But we're about ready to wrap up with Governor Doug Burgum. Fascinating conversation about the president's thinking, your thinking, everything else. Governor, anything else you want to add before we let you go?
No, same thing. Just grateful for you, Scott, for all you're doing and all the good information you're getting out, and you yourself helping to help people feel confident about the ability to get going again. And your voice matters, and I'd say we're fortunate, to be led by a president. Every time I've been on a call with him, and when I saw him last week, he leads with optimism. I mean, he believes in this country, and he believes in the people of this country. And it's great to have a leader who's optimistic during this time, because that is another way that we combat fear. I love everything Catherine said about the faith, not fear. And that is 100% true. And we need to have faith in this Americans, faith in our neighbors, faith in our system here, our economic system. It's the best in the world, and it's the one that can react the quickest in terms of rebounding versus any other system. And so I share the president's optimism, and I am confident, like the First Lady is, that we're going to get through this thing together.
Fascinating.
Thank you both.
Conversation from Governor Doug Burgum, Catherine Burgum, Helgus Burgum. Appreciate you so much. And tell you what, folks, we're blessed by good leaders there. Doesn't mean we're not always going to agree with every decision, but the great thing about North Dakota, you have a chance to influence your governor, your first lady, your lieutenant governor, any others in government in any position, unlike any place in the country. So that's the great thing there. Let me take a couple calls here, and Todd is keeping tabs on what President Trump is saying. He's with farmers today at the White House, so that's good news. And I believe they're getting ready to announce that the COVID relief package dollars are on their way. And I know a lot of people have been looking for that. But
billions of relief and trying to get a level playing field are kind of the main points.
Exactly. Always looking for that, for sure, right? And get the relief dollars out the door. Matt in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Matt. Go ahead.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you called my name. Say a couple things. One is I'm on my own personal relief mission to the state of Minnesota. I'm having some non-essential surgery at the Mayo Clinic here in a couple days. Non-essential for somebody else, but pretty essential for me. Number two is I run a soccer club in Fargo, and we just had a huge jamboree of games this past weekend. So it is possible to do it. We kept the game's down to what the governor's prescribed, and that is no more than 10 people out on the field or on the bench. And we just had a great time. And I wish the governor was still there. I could ask him about the big tournament that's coming up this summer, if he's going to let that go on or not. But, no, again, thanks for what you're doing. And, we're pushing on. The other thing that I want to mention is that we did our own nursing home decision, and that is we pulled my mother out of one of the local nursing homes. We're kind of blessed that we have a big extended family in Fargo. So she's at my sister's home, and we're seeing her, and it has been a tremendous blessing for her as well as for us. She is thriving with all the personal contact, and would not have happened if she was still in the nursing home.
Isn't that something? That is absolutely unbelievable, and I've gotten a lot of examples of that from other folks as well. Matt, thanks. Travel safely. God bless, and we'll be adding you to the shout-outs for the prayers for sure. Can I get one more in here? Marie, real quick. Marie, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the nursing home visitation. I just was wondering why families can't be tested and go in as staff does, because it's just getting too long for these residents. We have a resident, and it's getting too long for her to sit there without seeing us. And we can FaceTime her, but it's not the same.
No, but somebody just texted us a story. I don't have the time to tell you all of it, but basically a loved one was doing very poorly. Family got in, and she lit up and lived, and they thought she was going to die. I mean, it's too important. It's too important, and that's why a lot of the time with the governor was on that today, but we've got to make this case, bust through this stupidity, and go. Thank
you. Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions, including the Bergstead Farm Equipment Estate Auction near Voltaire, North Dakota, featuring an exceptional line of John Deere tractors and combines, Tempty grain trailers, and a lifetime collection of guns. Piper's is also featuring retirement and estate auctions in Rolette, Tuttle, Gladstone, Bismarck, Robinson, Dagmar, and Belfouche, offering farm, ranch, and construction equipment, and a large selection of guns and ammo. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.